What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we ran a story where researchers in Europe had determined that the IQ of young people was in decline. As time went on, IQs, the average IQ, went lower and lower and lower. And they said they thought it might be something environmental. They don't think it's genetic. And as it turns out, there was this research study conducted at Harvard University that confirmed exposure to fluoride in drinking water does, in fact, reduce children's IQ. And they basically studied a bunch of children, and they found that children who live in areas with highly fluoridated drinking water have significantly lower IQ scores than those who live in low or zero fluoride areas. And boy, am I glad they don't fluoridate the water out here. All right, so we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Ben in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Oh, okay. Name's Ed, not Ben, so I was kind of like caught off guard for a second. Obama purged the military back in 2014, according to some estimates as high as 200 high-ranking military personnel. I'm just curious as whether or not Trump has actually tried to replace these colonels, lieutenant generals, generals, and so forth in the military. Because I really wonder how dependable can the military be in a situation where you have a communist like Obama firing over 200 top military personnel. I mean, how loyal can they be to the country instead of loyal to a party, whether it be a Democrat or a Republican?
Yeah, I could see that being an issue. And again, that may indicate that Obama thinks a coup d'etat is possible. I don't think so, because at least among the rank and file military of this country, Trump is very popular. He's more popular with them than with the average American citizen.
I agree.
And okay.
But what concerns me, though, it's not the low grades that actually make the major decisions. I mean, yeah, you can disobey an unlawful order. Yeah, if you want, in time of martial law, I don't know what the penalty is, but they did a study back in the 90s, how many Marines would actually fire upon American citizens. You remember that survey done in the mid-90s?
Yeah, it was called the Combat Arms Survey, and it was a test given to all Marines because they're exempt from posse comitatus. And as a matter of fact, I knew one of the gentlemen who took that test out at 29 Palms because after he'd gotten out of the Marines, he came to Hollywood. He was working as a graphic artist, and we worked together on a couple of projects. Real, really nice guy. And he basically said that their officers, their commanders, had made it very obvious how they wanted this quiz answered. That, yes, the Marines would open fire on U.S. citizens refusing gun confiscation. But he said the reality is, no, most of the Marines wouldn't do that. They just answered that way because that's what the bosses wanted.
And we're talking about men who were in the Marines back in 1994. If we kind of fast zoom to 2018, we have a whole new breed of people who, I mean, you've got a lot of people in the military who really don't care for the country, maybe are in because they can't find a job, having a hard time. It's always been that way, but I don't sense the loyalty that, you know, that they had during my generation or my father's generation. I mean, there are a lot of young guys fighting and dying in wars that I don't believe in. They do. But when it comes to a person or the deep state, I mean, I don't think they would stop at anything to, you know, make military members. You know, plus, a lot of these people, they have families, you know, Mike? And, you know, you've got to weigh your family versus, you know, do I disobey an order? Because, you know, it seems this deep state will not stop at threatening people and their families. And it just goes back to the military, back to those 200 top generals who probably wouldn't give the order. And they are still in power today. And I don't know why Trump has not replaced them. I mean, I've not read anything. Maybe you know more than I do, but had some of them been replaced? I mean,
I haven't heard anything about that. Trump is basically allowing SecDef Mattis to just basically run that department. And Like I said, Trump is turning out, at least to me, to be a weak leader, easily manipulated. And I think he just likes the job just because he likes the job. But he's not doing any of the things that he needs to do. He's not doing any of the things that he needs to do to take care of the illegal immigrant voting situation, which will have a direct bearing not only on the November midterms, but on 2020. He is trying to get the immigration problem solved with that wall down on the border. But he needs to get people out there enforcing the existing Title VIII laws and start putting some of these sanctuary city mayors and governors in prison. And he's got to get the election system overhauled completely so that it's a lot less crooked. Now, there'll always be ways to rig elections, but this one is set up to steal elections. And he's got to deal with that. And it's great that he went over to North Korea, and it's great that he went over to Moscow and NATO, and he got to meet the Queen and everything. But his job is really here at home, fixing all these things that are broken. And I'm not seeing them get done.
I live in Florida. Long story short, I see a lot of homeless vets out there, a lot.
Yes.
And what really angers me most is when we take in Somalis, we take in people from third world countries, give them homes, give them free education, and these poor vets. I saw one today, as a matter of fact, missing a leg on 518 in Melbourne, Florida, asking, you know, U.S. military vet, can you please help? I mean, what have we come to when we have to have our vets begging in the streets while we support all these people who hate America and what we stand for?
It is a messed up system here. I mean, you look at all the money that we're sending to Israel. I mean, that would go a long way to easing the suffering of our veterans. Not just the veterans. We have millions of Americans. You know, at a time when free handouts are being given to the illegal immigrants, we have U.S. citizens who are going hungry and going homeless. This nation is just so totally out of whack. It can't be repaired. We're just going to have to wait for it to collapse.
I think you're right, Mike. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the science news. Now, Robert Kennedy is supposedly in charge of President Trump's Vaccine Safety Commission. And we don't hear from him. And I imagine that is probably going to be because corporate media loves those pharmaceutical revenues, those ad revenues. And they're not going to do anything to upset the client here. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has filed the first of what he's calling several thousand lawsuits against agri-giant Monsanto, alleging that its widely used herbicide Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, jurors in San Francisco heard hours of scientific data about the chemicals linked to the disease, which has a high survival rate after 5 years, but which can cause others to become terminally ill. Now, Kennedy, who's also the chairman of the World Mercury Project, said in an interview with Dell Bigtree that gardeners, agricultural workers, farmers, and others who are exposed regularly to Roundup are most at risk. And as you know, there's another lawsuit that's just cranked on up where an individual is suing Monsanto because the glyphosate gave him cancer. My mistake, it's the same case. I didn't realize Robert F. Kennedy was representing him. But this first case involves Dwayne Lee Johnson, a school groundskeeper who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2014, just 2 years after using Ranger Pro, a Monsanto product that contains the same chemicals as Roundup. Now, his attorney, R. Brent Wissner, told jurors that the agribusiness king knew about several studies identifying the safety risks associated with the products, which have been on the market for 40 years, but did nothing to mitigate them. In other words, Monsanto knew there was a problem and went on selling the product anyway. Now, there's another story here coming out of John Rappaport's website. And this is another one about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's doing good work but being ignored by the corporate media. Now, here's the issue. Back in 1986, there was a law passed, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And it was passed, and basically this was the law that excused vaccine makers from legal liability stemming from unsafe vaccines and the injuries they cause. Big mistake. Now, buried in the law was a provision ordering the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to update Congress every 2 years on its efforts to improve vaccine safety. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., head of the World Mercury Project, and Del Bigtree, the producer of the film Vaxxed, filed Freedom of Information Act requests for those reports that should be there for every 2 years. And they waited and they waited and they waited. Should have been 16 of them. Not like it's a lot of paper to crack. So they had to file a lawsuit to obtain the information, at which point it came on out that Health and Human Services hadn't been working to improve vaccine safety and hence had not bothered to file the required reports. All right, let's take another phone call here. Chris in Tampa. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, on the topic of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he just mentioned this past Thursday on Del Bigtree's show called The High Wire, that which, by the way, you can see on Facebook group, his Facebook group and YouTube, streamed live simultaneously Thursdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 Pacific, that right after Robert F. Kennedy said, right after he had come out stating that he had been approached by Trump's campaign, then campaign, to head the Vaccine Safety Commission, that immediately after that, all contact by Trump was cut off to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So, you know, apparently perhaps he was expected to be a mouthpiece for raising our hopes for, you know, having a vaccine safety commission. But, I'm glad you just did mention that after 32 years, HHS doesn't have any vaccine safety studies that they're every 2 years required to give Congress. So you have to ask, well, who's been writing the vaccine inserts all this time? I mean, you know, I know it's the companies who produce the vaccines, and I'm surprised that they make it. They do. They confess so many problems, you know, sudden infant death syndrome or many other conditions and diseases. But how many more would be listed in those inserts if HHS had been doing the studies and delivering them to Congress every 2 years as required? So, yeah, we have a really debt of gratitude to pay to Informed Consent Action Network there. That's Del Bigtree's and Robert F. Kennedy's organization that you know he's representing.
Well, the real tragedy is that every one of those warnings that is in the package insert for any medication is usually the result of a lawsuit or an attempted lawsuit, or a definite tragedy where it's happened so many times, the drug manufacturers have to put it in there. And they don't want to. They don't want to have that. I mean, there are some laws trying to basically tell us about adverse effects. And when you see one of those glitzy TV commercials, you'll see it where there's this rapidly talking person at the end saying all the unpleasant things that could happen if you take this medication, including you might actually possibly die. And the advertisers don't want to put that in there. It is required by the law. And all of those contraindications are usually arrived at by university studies or as the result of a lawsuit. And, you know, the pharmaceutical industries would like that to go away because they're just out there to sell more and more product. And they don't want you worried that you're going to get an adverse reaction. My concern is when you get to the idea of unknown adverse reactions, if whether some of these many chronic conditions that we seem to have here in the 21st century are in fact themselves adverse vaccine reactions. If you look at eczema, for example, which is clearly related to the immune system going out of whack. And then you wonder, did some earlier vaccine throw the immune system out of whack? We know that peanut anaphylaxis is linked to the peanut oil used as an adjuvant. And so we're in this little mechanism where they mandate you take a vaccine. The vaccine makes you sick. Then they sell you more pills and medications to basically cure the symptoms rather than treat the cause.
Absolutely. And it's astonishing how many problems our chronic illness has gone up. That I know Robert F. Kennedy Jr. mentioned at worldmercuryproject.org, I believe, is the site. Since the children under 12 having such increased incidence of chronic illness, I hate to mention it without having the statistics, but suffice it to say, it's dramatic. But, you know, it's the proof that autism and other developmental orders are not genetic is the fact that they can be cured, they can be alleviated to some degree. If they were genetic, then you wouldn't be able to fix autism. You wouldn't be able to, you know, detoxify, recover from it. But I wanted to...
Yeah, that's
to,
a good point.
Yeah, and, you know, to give people hope that there are so many groups out there that are helping folks do that. Maybe calcium bentonite clay is one really good way to detox from heavy metals, but there are several others. There's the Andy Cutler protocol and several other items that you can take. I know that'd be a whole other show. But to give people hope, because, you know, I've spoken to people who have a child with autism or an adult child with autism, and then they won't admit that it was coincidental with the vaccines, especially hitting them hard after the 18-month of the vaccines that the babies get at 18 months, you know, hitting the hardest. So, you know, once that's brought up, then you can let them know that they have a lot of support out there, a lot of Facebook groups and websites. And I might as well just mention the links page. We have a lot listed at wearechangetampa.org on the links page. We have quite a few dozens of links and documentaries and books and Facebook groups. And ICANDECIDE.org is Del Big Tree's organization. That's ICAN for Informed Consent Action Network, ICANDECIDE.org. And you can see the information you're just covering under the government page, the government tab, the filings of the stipulation from July 6th. Where you know they settled and HHS admitted that they haven't been collecting data on vaccine adverse reactions for the past 32 years.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, there's no money to fund research because the big pharmaceutical companies don't want that, and unfortunately, whoever controls the funding controls the science. In fact, they call it the golden rule of science. Whoever controls the gold controls the science. And right now, science is for sale. We've seen that there was that completely bogus study that came out of the CDC that claimed there was no link between autism and vaccines. And the lead author of that study then went public and said it was complete hoax, complete fake. CDC is not a government agency. It's not a charity. It's a private for-profit corporation. And they own something like 57 patents on vaccines from which they make $4.5 billion every single year. And so, again, the government agencies that are supposed to be looking out for the welfare of the American people, they're AWOL. They think they're supposed to be working for these companies and help them operate as marketing groups. Anyway, listen, Chris, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're coming up here in a commercial break, coming here down to the bottom of the hour, and we will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Extendivite, A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as you know, because of our volcano, which is still volcanoing, our tourism has declined. And now it turns out we've got another issue. So for those of you who are thinking about coming on out here, and the Hawaii Tourism Authority is not going to like me reporting this story. It turns out Hawaii has one of the highest rates of antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea in the country, according to staff at the Hawaii Health and Harm Reduction Clinic in Kaka'ako. And this mutated STD was first detected here in the islands in 2016. And according to Jefferson Remo, the Hawaii Health Clinic's STD program coordinator, it's becoming increasingly difficult to treat. And he says they have a lot of people from Southeast Asia who get treated or treat themselves with the wrong antibiotics. And if you don't finish your antibiotics, or if you're taking the wrong ones, the bacteria is able to build resistance. And by the way, that applies to all antibiotics. If you have an infection and you're given an antibiotic, the nurse practitioner or the doctor is going to say, make sure you finish it all. Because after a few days of taking the antibiotics, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel like you're over the illness. You are not, because the bacteria is still in there. And if you don't finish the antibiotic prescription, then it will come back and it will be harder to kill the next time. All right, let's go to the phones here. Peter in Dallas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for the good work. maybe you can help me out. I had a friend who insisted that the CDC was a federal agency. I went into their website. I searched around. I found, and I think, and I'm not sure, but basically I think that there are two CDCs. One is associated with the federal government, and there's one that isn't. And it was very difficult to understand what they were talking about. But, at one point it was talking about how one checks the other and how there's no conflict of interest and how careful they are to follow the rules. So I was never quite sure if there is if there's two CDCs or there just is one, or maybe you're a smarter guy than me. Maybe you can help me out.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the CDC.gov webpage, and by the way, the fact that it has .gov does not in and of itself constitute proof that they're a government agency. A lot of websites have .gov or .net or .whatever. It's kind of loosey-goosey. But down at the bottom, there is a page here about CDC and its organization, mission, role, and pledge. Now, this is all, of course, for public consumption and to promote its image. But lately, its image has been rather battered, first of all, by the exposure of that bogus study on autism and vaccines that was discredited, and the revelation that it is not unbiased in the area of vaccines because it owns so many patents for vaccines that it's making money from. Have you ever noticed it's the CDC that's always coming on out and saying, no, you've got to have more mandatory vaccines this year. It was only 30 last year. It's going to be up to 45 this year. They're pushing product.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You're confirming basically what I believe, that there is only one CDC. It is a private corporation, and there isn't another thing called the CDC that's associated with the federal government.
It's a private for-profit business, and they get most of their money from vaccine sales and from the big pharmaceutical companies themselves.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. So, let's see. Apparently, the company that makes described as the Cadillac Ambien nasal spray has hiked the price by 800%. Now, if you'll remember, Donald Trump was trying to get prescription medications down, and here we have these drug companies openly in defiance of him and just shoving up these prices for these medications to the point where even with insurance, people can't afford these things. And so you've got this Raymond James and Associates drug companies have raised prices 3,653 times on 1,045 drugs so far this year. Now, normally drug companies will do one round of price increases in January and another in early summer. So it's more price gouging. It's like that guy who got the EpiPen, made it hugely expensive. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Federal authorities arrested the billionaire founder and owner of Insys Therapeutics on charges of bribing doctors and pain clinics into prescribing his company's fentanyl products to their patients. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. And right now, opioids are claiming over 64,000 lives a year in the U.S. alone. And we're talking prescription opioids because these things are addictive. These pharmaceutical companies are bribing doctors to turn their patients into addicts for profit reasons. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And somebody just mailed me a very interesting article, and this is actually from the worldmercuryproject.org, which is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s website. And it cites a study that somebody did up in Canada that showed that there is more autism in regions where vaccine coverage is highest. Now, we've been seeing that here in the United States for quite a long time. And I think one of the reasons to make vaccines mandatory is to get rid of that embarrassment that unvaccinated people are healthier. But it's another confirmation. The more vaccines are being used, the more the children are being damaged. But it makes money, and that makes it okay. Got something against capitalism? All right. Now, apparently the gene editing tool CRISPR is in the news again. As you know, when it first came along, it was found to be making edits in other parts of the gene where it wasn't supposed to. Then they tried to fix that. But apparently they're still having issues where there are new safety fears over this gene editing tool because it's causing unwanted mutations in DNA that may prove dangerous. And the degree of the risks has been seriously underestimated. warning researchers. And this is the CRISPR-Cas9 technology. And they've discovered evidence that this tool causes unwanted mutations and is much less safe than once thought. Now, one of the things CRISPR might be used for is to snip damaging genes from children before they are even born, such as those that cause Huntington's disease or blindness. Well, you're talking about gene editing at the point of conception, because once the cells start to divide, you can't go back and rewrite all of them. So we're getting into the age of designer babies. But again, DNA is incredibly self-referential. That's how so much information gets packed into such a little, relatively tiny molecule. And the problem is when you go in and you edit the genome, then other parts of the genome that reference that place that got edited, they will behave differently as well. And as I said, the benign example is the corn stalks on Roundup Ready corn are much tougher than the natural variety, and farmers who are growing the Roundup Ready corn have to get Kevlar belted tires for their tractors, or they'll get punctured. So very benign, low-key example, but it does indicate there's a risk out there. And now they're saying that, apparently there was a trial done last month suggesting CRISPR could actually cause cancer by making cells less able to repair their own DNA. Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Somebody called in and said that CDC is a government agency under Health and Human Services. But the line between big government and big business gets blurred under fascism here. The other day, we were talking about how the new psychiatric and diagnostic manual had come on out saying that compulsive sexual behavior is a mental disorder. And they're taking just about every normal human behavior and trying to turn it into a disease from which they can make a profit. Now, I remember fondly what I was like when I was in that age, and I liked sex, nothing not to like about it. I liked it a lot. I don't think I was being mentally ill. I think I was being a normal human male. But now the World Health Organization has stepped on in to say that compulsive sexual behavior is a mental disorder. And they're saying it's on a par with gambling or drug abuse. So, again, I don't know. They're going to come out with a pill for this? Going to come out with a pill and test it out on Bill Clinton. Okay, getting on back to here in Hawaii, we've had a little bit of a whoopsie. Apparently, there was a tour boat. And yesterday morning they were out off the coast of the volcano taking pictures, and the eruption threw what's called a lava bomb, which is a very large, very heavy rock, and it hit the boat, left a large gaping hole in the roof of the boat, and damaging one of the boat's railings. 13 people were injured. So again, it's beautiful to see. And I invite you all to come look at it, but have the proper respect. It is a live, active volcano. So, now then, over at Yellowstone, some people are getting a little nervous over there. Now, about a month ago, we were reporting on the behavior of what's called the Steamboat Geyser. And the Steamboat Geyser, historically, it erupts like maybe once every year and a half, 2 years. And all of a sudden, it started getting really active. It's been erupting quite a bit. And now, apparently, a 100-foot-long fissure near the Yellowstone supervolcano has opened up and has resulted in the closure of parts of Teton National Park. And there are concerns that there may be some kind of an event about to happen there. There's certainly a lot of volcanic events happening around the Rim of Fire, although the USGS says overall there's no increase. It's just a normal. But the perception is certainly that the planet is rocking and rolling here. Anyway, so back to Teton National Park. They've issued a statement regarding the newly opened fissure. Hidden Falls and Inspiration Point areas are currently closed due to the elevated potential for rockfall. And that's a very real risk. I remember a couple of years ago when some hikers at Yosemite got hit by a landslide. So it's unknown how long the closure will be in effect. Geologists are monitoring the buttress for movement and have initiated a risk assessment for the area. I remember after the big Northridge quake in Los Angeles, Southern California, and I was driving up in the Angeles Crest, and I saw a lot of big boulders that had just tipped forward, and there were big cracks behind them. And, you know, eventually they had to go on up there and either put them back in place or bring them down here. Australia has been hit with the coldest weather spell in 25 years. And apparently temperatures plummeted on the east coast of Maungaroo to a low of minus 11.1 degrees centigrade. And we're looking at global cooling. Ski fans are happy down in New Zealand and Australia, out in the Blue Mountains. They're happy. It's an epic winter. But they're still pushing that whole global warming. Well, they're calling it climate change now. But they're still pushing the warming because they want to link it to carbon dioxide and tax you for the carbon dioxide. Some of the pundits are now calling it catastrophic climate change. Like it's unnatural. Ooh, it's unnatural. It's all your fault. You icky-poo human beings. It is a scam. Climate always changes, always has, always will. And the primary determinant for climate here on Earth is solar radiation, which is at a minimum and even getting lower, and the changing shape and orientation of Earth's orbit, which is what gives us recurring ice ages versus interglacials. And we're in an interglacial. That's where we are right now. Anyway, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And if we could get a few calls in here, I would appreciate it. Apparently, Russia has come out with a new material called a chameleon material. And it's a new form of camo and supposedly can turn helmets and tanks invisible. It's kind of interesting. We have a lot of military here in Hawaii. And I'll see them at the stores and the fast food restaurants, and I'll look at their camos and say, you do know I can see you in those. And they always laugh. But apparently this material is a little bit more dynamic and going to be rather interesting to see how it all works. So, okay. Now, apparently over at CNN, Brian Stelter is once again attacking Donald Trump. They're all screaming about him being a traitor. And I got to tell you, the parallels to what's going on with Trump versus what went on with John F. Kennedy, the way they were calling him a traitor for wanting to taunt with the Soviet Union. Kennedy wanted to end the space race. He wanted a partnership between the U.S. and the Soviet Union going to the moon together. And the war hawks hated him for it. So, okay, apparently there's a report coming from Jim Stone. Israel is preparing to attack Gaza very, very badly to cover for Putin's remarks about Hillary. They want the story about Hillary's $400 million gone. So, again, change the focus, change the story. Following the bombing of the barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, and the death of all those Marines. 24 hours later, the U.S. invades Grenada to rescue some medical students. Give the media something to look at other than what they wanted to be there. Remember Canadization? When the U.S. was planning the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq in early 2001, we were all getting Gary Condit. Where's Chandra Levy? Is she still alive? And they just focused on Gary Condit so that nobody was paying attention to the fact that newspapers in other countries were already out there saying, yes, the U.S. will be invading Afghanistan in October of this year. So we were all taken by surprise. If you've never seen the movie Wag the Dog, you need to see it. Even though it's got Robert De Niro in it, and I know he has fallen from grace here. But remember when Monica Lewinsky was interviewed by Congress about the blue stained dress? And she walked out of that interview expecting to find a phalanx of reporters and found only empty steps, because while she'd been inside, Bill Clinton had launched cruise missile attacks against what was claimed to be a biological weapon laboratory in Sudan and another similar facility in another country in roughly the same area. The biological weapons facility turned out to be an ordinary pharmaceutical compounding lab. They made aspirin there, and they sued successfully for the reconstruction of their facility. So you, the American taxpayer, not only paid for the missile that Bill Clinton used, you got to pay to rebuild the compounding pharmacy here. So yeah, it is perfectly feasible that Netanyahu could launch a war into Gaza, and that part of the motive, besides just wanting to get it over with, would be to keep that $400 million story out of the news. Although so far, I haven't seen it on corporate media. So we in the independent media here on the internet, we're going to have to keep that story alive. That was the single most newsworthy thing Putin said, and the American corporate media just ignored it. Just absolutely ignored it. It was a bombshell. Okay, apparently Facebook's game of censorship is extending to pages regarding holistic medicine or self-healing, taking care of your own self. Don't want you to do that. Want you to go to a hospital, go to a doctor, spend money, spend money. Okay. Apparently the trade war is having a huge impact on the U.S. economy. Once thriving businesses are on the verge of failure, workers are being laid off, and some sectors of the economy are witnessing enormous price hikes. And corporate media is fixated on the drama surrounding the Trump-Putin summit, but the consequences of the trade war are continuing to enlarge. Okay, Russia has charged an alleged CIA mole with treason, could face 20 years in prison for that. And Hillary Clinton, she's back out there. I know she's going to try and run in 2020, unless a meteor hits her or something. But she's out there speculating about Trump's national loyalty. They're pushing the thing. He's loyal to Russia. He's not loyal to America. Boy, they're pushing so hard. I wonder if they're even going to wait for 2020. I wonder if they're really, like that one Democrat said, get rid of Pence and Trump and put in Hillary. Just reverse the election. I know that's what Hillary wants. Over at Health and Human Services, there has been a 224-page report issued on how the Obama administration allowed violent criminals, drug smugglers, and human traffickers, along with unaccompanied children, into the United States of America. And we don't know if it was intentional or they just screwed up royally. So, okay. Netflix apparently lost $17.8 million for each of its 112 Emmy nominations. That's odd. When I was in the industry, getting an Emmy nomination was supposed to make people love you more and come see your shows. Or is that what they spent on their ad budget? There's a lot of advertising that goes on with the Emmys and the Oscars and the Golden Globes. If you're in those organizations, you get stacks and stacks of free DVDs and Blu-rays. And, apparently Netflix is just, they're losing viewers. The Emmy nominations are good. The viewership is bad. And that's something that can actually happen. We already talked about San Francisco and non-citizen voters here. So apparently somebody tried to get to Donald Trump with a paraglider at his golf course, one of his golf courses, and it was flying a sign behind it saying, "Trump, you're way below par." And he got a little too close to the president, and he had to be warned off by presidential snipers. That was a reckless thing to do. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials here. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of the program on this Tuesday. And in looking at this tsunami of propaganda that we are being fed by the corporate media, especially regarding Russia, it's like they're trying to bring back the former Soviet Union. And you listen to the descriptions that are out there. the Western media establishment thinks Russia is still communist, that religion is banned. And that's not true. Russia's in a new renaissance. And that may be why the West is afraid. Because the West, especially the United States, we're in decline. So rather than spend the money and do the work to improve our nation, oh, it's just easier to go and bomb that other one down to where they're worse than us. And that's a terrible way to run a planet here. Now, another story over here. Apparently, Robert Mueller is suspected of giving the Podesta brothers immunity to indict Manafort, and for some reason is hiding this from the public. Apparently, he filed a request under seal, and there are five potential witnesses whose identity has not been released to the public, so there's still some skullduggery going on over there. And I'm getting a confirmation here of something that one of our callers said, that what a lot of people are really concerned about is what Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin said to each other in private. Because Putin would have been in a position to share certain information about the inner workings of the U.S. government, which Trump's own advisors are actively trying to hide from him. And I'm sure that Trump probably had some information that Putin would find useful as well. But that's why everybody's out trying to stop this thing. I mean, CNN went on out and said Trump should cancel all of his meetings with Vladimir Putin until Russia takes demonstrable and transparent steps to prove they won't interfere in future elections. CNN, you prove they interfered in the last one. And no, the heads of 17 U.S. intelligence agencies swearing to me on a stack of Bibles that it's so doesn't make it so. Not after the many times we've been lied to by this government. They're really pushing this just as hard as they can. And finally, as you know, real.video, it's a website. It is a censorship-free alternative to YouTube. I'm going to be moving my show and my videos over to it. They've got a documentary out now, The Deep State Strikes Back, the first episode. There's a link to it, to the page on my main page. And it's a really good look at Spygate and what is going down. And so make a point of trying to see that one. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's going to have lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here and on the website with everyone you can. We've got to get this information going on out there. We've got to shout down the corporate media's lies. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.